The past 18 months or so of COVID-19 have forced many companies into uncharted territories in the effort to minimize the spread of the virus. The facilities management industry has had to adapt to these changes by developing customized solutions to support clients. It can be said that the pandemic has in some ways accelerated the digital transformation movement as more companies turn to smart solutions to provide clients with multiple benefits for better management of their assets. Now, joining us on the line, we have Service Group Digital Transformation Director, Kaya Mbanga. Kaya, very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you, Solomon, and thanks for having me on your show.
Well, can you give us some examples of digital transformation developments in the past 18 to 24 months once the pandemic hit?
Yeah, so service has had to be very smart about the types of services we offer. We've always offered cleaning services, but now we had to obviously make sure that the premises are clean throughout and they stay clean throughout. So we've had to put in, doors that open automatically without touching. So some customers have actually asked us to replace those normal doors that open with handles so that, their staff don't have to open and open doors and make contact. Your soap dispensers where you just put your hand close to a sensor and then the soap comes out. We've seen an explosion of that type of service as well. So really all centered around non-touch or very minimized touch of our products and solutions. And because service also has a very strong IT department, we've developed some software as well that allows customers to better manage their space. So we've put in a meeting and hot desk reservation system, which essentially allows each person that has a whole block of offices to understand how many people are working from the office, so that obviously, that particular customer can understand how well the offices need to be clean and what type of social distancing rules need to be implemented in the workplace.
So would you say that these, solutions or improvising, is it saving jobs or is it costing people jobs?
Well, the COVID-19 pandemic decimated our economy, South Africa, and obviously globally. So the solutions that we as service and certainly other companies I would like to believe, we're putting in solutions that are actually helping companies survive, to extend their business beyond your normal brick and mortar type of stores. So the solutions that are digital, that allow for electronic commerce, so whereas the company would not have been able to operate, during hard lockdown and this minimized lockdown, we're now seeing companies are actually starting to open up their businesses. They're starting to progress in terms of turning the corner from a revenue and profitability perspective. So I always say to companies that try not to, retrench or reduce your workforce. Retrain people. Retrain them in the skills that are required in this sort of new digital economy. So, for instance, some of the solutions we've put in place in one of our customers that own a hospital, those solutions require the sort of management or control of a UPS or multiple UPS units. That was a new thing for us, and we've had to train 8 or 9 people in order to manage that UPS facility for that hospital. So as opposed to, reducing the workforce, we look at the people that are at risk, whose jobs are at risk, and we retrain them. in an area that is on the up, an area that customers want us to provide a service for. So retraining of employees is important for us.
What's your prediction in terms of the foreseeable future? We know the experts are telling us now COVID is here to stay. We've got to learn to adapt and to live with it. Do you think that we've seen now the kind of spike in digital transformation and things are more likely to settle, or is there going to be a further increase?
So I think that the plans that companies had in terms of digital transformation have been brought forward because of COVID, which is great, obviously, for somebody like myself who is this sector. So I think companies will continue to heavily invest in their digital transformation strategies simply because this is where the world is going now. I mean, there are multiple examples of companies that rejected technology, rejected the change that is brought about. And a lot of those companies are not around or they're struggling. I mean, the classical example is the Netflix competitor that used to do the DVDs. Netflix actually has offered them, the chance to buy Netflix and to sort of use this streaming technology to deliver movies and all their content, not just on DVD, but on streaming as well. And they declined it 20 years ago. And we all know that now Netflix is like this big conglomerate. I can't remember the name of it. I think it's some DVD brand, Blockbuster DVD. But they're nowhere. So I think it's best for companies to keep investing in digital so that they can extend their current services and maybe create new services and products through digital transformation.
All right. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Kai. I really appreciate it.